May the Lord help us to commence our week evening service by singing hymn number 1019 to the tune Angelus 282. 1019. Oh, that my load of sin were gone. Oh, that I could at last submit at Jesus' feet to lay it down, to lay my soul at Jesus' feet. When shall my eyes behold the Lamb, the God of my salvation see? Weary, O Lord, thou knowest I am, yet still I cannot come to thee. Hymn number 1019 to the tune Angelus 282.
Thank you. Let us read from the Word of God. We will read in the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 38. Isaiah chapter 38. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came unto him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall, and prayed unto the Lord, and said, Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. And this shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he hath spoken. Behold, I will bring again the shadow of the degrees, which is gone down in the sundial of Ahaz, 10 degrees backward. So the sun returned 10 degrees, by which degrees it was gone down. The writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, when he had been sick and was recovered of his sickness. I said, in the cutting off of my days, I shall go to the gates of the grave. I am deprived of the residue of my years. I said, I shall not see the Lord, even the Lord, in the land of the living. I shall behold man no more with the inhabitants of the world. Mine age is departed, and is removed from me as a shepherd's tent. I have cut off like a weaver my life. He will cut me off with pining sickness. From day even to night wilt thou make an end of me. I reckon till morning that as a lion, so will he break all my bones. From day even to night wilt thou make an end of me. Like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes fail with looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. What shall I say? He hath both spoken unto me, and himself hath done it. I shall go softly all my years in the bitterness of my soul. O Lord, by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. So wilt thou recover me, and make me to live. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. The Father to the children shall make known thy truth. The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore we will sing my songs to the stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. For Isaiah had said, let them take a lump of figs and lay it for a plaster upon the boil, and he shall recover. Hezekiah also had said, what is the sign that I shall go up to the house of the Lord? May the Lord bless to us that reading from his word and grant us access at the throne of grace. O thou, the Lord God Almighty that reigneth, the Lord of heaven and earth, and all that therein is. The scripture declares, the God of all the earth shall he be called. Thou art the most high God, the Lord God Almighty that reigneth. And Lord, we are upon this earth. And Lord, we are nothing but worms of the earth. Thou didst say, thou worm Jacob. Lord, what can we say? We are as grasshoppers in thy sight. And yet, so small, and Lord, so insignificant, so unlovely. Yet, Lord, we trust, we bow our heads in shame for our sin. And Lord, we come in the spirit of humility and plead for mercy. Yet, Lord, may we come with a spirit of hope. Lord, what a solemn place that would be if there was no hope. We know of those, Lord, that solemnly die without hope, without Christ. Thy word declares them to be the enemies, the aliens. Lord, what solemn language. But, oh Lord, may we be found amongst those that belong to that number that no man can number. And Lord, we pray that there may be some hope for us. That, Lord, as we continue here below, we are reminded of what we are, the frailty of our flesh. As we grow older, Lord, the weakness increases. Lord, we pray that we may understand these things at least in measure. We pray, Lord, for thy mercy still. O Lord, do come, enter into this place. We give thanks that we've been enabled to come into thy courts once more. O, do come and be one more in our midst, we plead. Lord, the promise, the truth and the fact that where two or three are met together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. I'll be one more in our midst. How much we need thee. Lord, if left to ourselves, it will be a solemn time. It will be a time of barrenness. There will be no life. Oh Lord, we do pray for life, that life that is in the soul. Lord, that life that is faith, the life that is prayer. Oh Lord, then do work in us. How much we need that work, solemn work, divine work, almighty work, sovereign work, precious work, vital work, Lord. Oh Lord, may that work, Lord, be revealed even to ourselves. For Lord, we feel sometimes and often the darkness within. We feel what we are, lifeless, barren. And Lord, what do we have? What can we say but cry unto Thee? As we've read those words of Hezekiah, as he was given that instruction that he would die and not live, and he went on to say, what a solemn place death is. We so often have, and still do, and would plead, the language of the hymn, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before Thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. In Christ's obedience clothe, and wash me in His blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. Oh Lord, may it be so for us. Let us know the pathway of each one before Thee now. And Lord, let us know each. We think of those unable to be here. Lord, we pray for Thy blessing to rest upon them. Lord, Thou art not constrained to means. Lord, Thy word can enter in any place. David made it a solemn word, as it were, laid it in the psalm, if I make my bed in hell, Thou art there. Lord, we believe and understand he meant that Thy almighty hand and power would deliver from that solemn state. Yet, Lord, oh, that we may be kept from that awful place, the place of the wicked. Lord, we do feel our own sin. We know what we are. Are we not taught of God? Does not the Spirit reveal it? Yet, Lord, we trust that we may know something of that Spirit's power. Lord, that goes beyond just ourselves. Pour not on thyself too long, lest it sink thee lower. Look to Jesus, kind as strong, mercy joined with power. Lord, we do pray that we may know something of the language of the hymn. Oh, that we may be enabled, Lord, to look up. When we look at ourselves, our surroundings, Lord, the solemnity of it all. There are times when we tremble, when we shake. And Lord, deservedly so. But oh, when we have that face view, doesn't dear Gadsby speak of it? He speaks of eyeing the Lamb. Oh, that we may be drawn, Lord, to that place where we can see. We can see again. We can look. And Lord, may there be that precious look that shall reveal to us the one who came to that time on this earth to be crucified, to be sacrificed, to be the atonement, to have a broken body, to shed his blood. And Lord, grant that there may be some comfort in these things, that Lord, we may have a sweet, blessed persuasion, that we might be enabled to say for me. Oh Lord, do pour out upon us of thy Spirit, pour within us, Lord. Our fallen nature rises up, and Lord, how often solemnly the things of this life are more important to us than the things of eternity. We would confess it. Oh Lord, do awaken us. Lord, do reveal thyself. Do come again, to revive us. Do bless us together in this evening hour. Lord, as we have been brought here, we trust. Give thanks for journeying mercy. And Lord, now do tarry, do come. Enter into this place. Speak through thy word. Oh, may there be some preciousness in it, some application of it. Lord, some word in season for the weary, for the needy. Lord, that it may come into the soul of speaker and hearer alike. And we remember the dear Redeemer who said to the disciples, that which ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. Lord, that which we hear in the ear, oh, may it be the prompting of the Holy Spirit of God. Lord, it was their supply. Paul's language, Paul's words, who is sufficient for these things, he says. You're thankful, Lord, many years ago, when the dear pastor said, oh, but read on. And then, of course, we did. But our sufficiency is of God. Lord, there is nothing more than we would seek or desire, but to receive what that thou hast in thy sovereign mind and will to grant. And Lord, that it may be made to us a blessing. We read thy word. There shall be showers of blessing. And Lord, we do pray for them. Lord, in a cloudy day, a dark day, a day, Lord, of decline, a day of small things, Lord, places of worship closing have closed over the years. Still, Lord, there is that downward trend, as it were. Lord, fewer and fewer, it would seem, amongst us. We've come to sad days. Lord, we're reminded, meeting one of thy servants recently, of those times as a young man, of being in Dicker Chapel. And as he said, the congregation would have been somewhere 250 or more. Lord, we remember it. We remember the deacons putting the chairs down the aisle and how much they were needed. Lord, these things solemnly have changed. And Lord, it is the solemnity, Lord, of the human nature that has risen up. Oh Lord, have mercy. We often pray the prayer of the dear prophet when he said, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years make known. In wrath remember mercy. Oh Lord, look down upon thy people here below. Lord, even in our own place of worship, so few, so often. Yet Lord, there is that company. We continue. We would echo the words of the Apostle Paul, having obtained help of God, I continue until this day. He spoke it in that time when he was being interrogated for what he had done, for his faith, most noble Festus. Oh Lord, help us to stand before the foolish and the wicked of this world and be able to say of what thou hast done for us thus far. Do pray, Lord, for wisdom in all matters and cares and burdens and needs. We would pray for our younger generation also. We do think of them. Think of those that have their school days. Lord, some are being schooled at home. Oh, to be a help to those, Lord, that have much responsibility in looking after their children. Oh, do guide and direct the young, we plead. Oh, do keep them from the evil. We would pray for them, Lord. Oh, have mercy upon them, we cry. Lord, the wickedness of the world is, as we've already considered, so great, so deep. And the young are sometimes caught up in it too. Lord, the foolishness of the wisdom of this world. The darkness of the fallen mind. But oh, that they may be taught of God. That they may be kept, Lord, from those things that our lies, of whom the father of lies is bringing out into this evil world. And Lord, solemnly the wicked rise up. And we read that word in Isaiah when he said, they call evil good and good evil. Solemn language when we read it. Solemn truth in our day. Lord, have mercy upon the younger ones. Be with them, Lord, in all their needs. Go before them. Direct them in all right paths. Hedge up their ways. Keep them from the evil, we plead of thee. To help the dear parents in all responsibilities, burdens, cares. Lord, to be with dear friends in old age, we do think of the many those in Bethesda. Give thanks, Lord, for that provision. And we pray that it may continue. That wisdom may be given, Lord, to the committee. That, Lord, things may be put in place that are right in thy sight. We do remember many years back now, thy dear servant who was then on that committee, Mr. Clement Wood, and how he said it so solemnly, yet, Lord, it was the most necessary comment that could be made. What is the mind of the Lord in the matter? And Lord, it brought us all into that solemn state. Prayer was made. Lord, we continue to need that in all things, in all that is to be done. Spare us, Lord, from taking our own way, from following in those things, Lord, that we want to do. But Lord, do go before. To open the door. Thou hast said in thy will that the door will be opened and no man can shut it. And Lord, when the door is closed, no man can open it. So we have proved it in our short lives. So do bless, Lord, we pray, with wisdom, Lord, all of thy servants, be with thy dear servant here this night. Strengthen him for his labours. Grant journeying mercies as he goes around the churches, and we pray thy blessing may rest upon thy dear servant, and Lord, all of thy servants. Oh, do bless them, Lord, have mercy upon us, Lord. There is, Lord, so much to be done, Lord. It is not of our strength, neither is it for us to do in our strength, but Lord, the work is thine, and we pray, Lord, that thou wilt continue that work. Lord, thou hast said, I will work, and who shall let it? And the dear Apostle Paul said, he that hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So do perform that work, Lord, we plead. Oh Lord, how much we need it. So do hear us now. Do heal the sick. Your dear friends are suffering. Lord, do grant ease from pain and suffering, we plead of thee. And Lord, do comfort where there is sadness and sorrow. Lord, be with those that mourn. And we pray that thou wilt work mightily, even amongst thy people, Lord. And grant a better day, could it please thee, we would pray for our poor nation and the solemnity of the day in which we live and the wickedness we've already considered, Lord. Thou dost know it. Thy word declares that thou art angry with the wicked every day. Lord, we sometimes tremble as we read it in the psalm. Oh Lord, we remember the dear Redeemer when here below said, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Oh Lord, have mercy upon thy dear ones, who struggle so often with even against the evil that is in their own heart, let alone the evil that surrounds them. Have mercy upon us, Lord, we plead. So do hear our prayers, poor prayers, Lord. Oh, do cleanse us in Jesus' precious blood. Lord, may there be more to be received than we can ask or think. And Lord, we pray that we may receive the mercy and the blessing. Good it please. O Lord, when thou hearest in heaven thy dwelling place, do forgive. And as dear Daniel said, hearken and do. As we plead all for Jesus' sake and in his dear name. Amen.
Further sing hymn number 396, 13 to Maven 650, hymn number 396. Could the creatures help or ease us? Seldom should we think of prayer. Few, if any, come to Jesus, till reduced to self-despair. Long we either slight or doubt him, but when all the means we try prove we cannot do without him, then at last to him we cry. Hymn number 396, the tune St. Maiden, 650.
Be pleased to grant his gracious help. I would direct your attention to the chapter we read in Isaiah 38. And I'll read the verses 14, 15, and 16. These words of Hezekiah. Isaiah 38, the verses 14, 15 and 16. Like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes fail with looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. What shall I say? He hath both spoken unto me, and himself hath done it. I shall go softly all my years in the bitterness of my soul. O Lord, by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. So wilt thou recover me, and make me to live. We have this account of this time, of this great matter of Hezekiah. If we look into the second book of Chronicles, you will see it is also written there. In looking into just the background of Hezekiah himself, in some passages of scripture he is given to us, apart from David, as to be a great king in his day. He was one that did more than so many, in that he sought to put right all of those wrong things that had taken place, all of that idol worship. And he didn't live to a great age. We are told in 2 Chronicles 29 how that he reigned for 29 years, and he was 25 when he commenced his reign. And it is understood that he passed away at the age of 54. Not a great age. And then think of what age he would have been when this took place, because he was given 15 years of his life. And these matters were, to him, solemn things. And I have noticed, over the years, I cannot say the number of occasions I've felt led to speak from this word, it isn't that many. And yet, it seems to come like this. Verse 9, it's the writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, when he had been sick and was recovered of his sickness. So he's speaking of the past. He's now recovered. He says, and he was recovered. So that these are these things that were his witness, his testimony, as it were. Verse 14, then, like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I don't know whether you've heard the sound of a crane. A swallow certainly can make quite a bit of sound as it flies. And so often all we see is the darting of the bird as it goes past so swiftly. And the crane makes quite a loud sound. And he gives them as almost an illustration of his chattering, of his cry. And he says, I did mourn as a dove. And they've often had, as it were in the scriptures, we often have the picture of a mournful dove, the mournful cry. If you think of the dove, the sound is quite a mournful cry. So that we have this picture of one who was in a sad state. We know that he turned his face to the wall, we read it. And he wept. We're told that in verse 2. Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord. And verse 3, and Hezekiah wept sore. It's often been a consideration of mine. This man was now brought to this place where the Lord spoke directly to him. He says so, that the Lord had spoken to him. He says, verse 15, he hath both spoken unto me. So that we can see that Isaiah was sent to speak to him, but the Lord himself spoke to him, as it is in the opening of the chapter. And Isaiah was sent to say these things, but also we are sure that the Lord said directly to him, as we know that he did. He had that answer. He had those words received. And yet, in this, there is something that it's quite a deep experience. And the words that seem to truly rest upon me are these in verse 14, O Lord, I am oppressed, undertake for me. It is a cry from the depths of the soul. I bring this before you in this respect. Have you ever yourself come into a place where you feel this oppression? We live in a day when there is so much stress placed upon the very young, business life, and even as we grow older. The word oppressed here, I understand, has a meaning that we do not always fully see. I am not a student of Hebrew, but I often do seek to understand the background to the words, for sometimes they are a great help to us. And I did find it when I looked into these two words, oppressed and undertake. The word oppressed comes from a source apparently in the Hebrew that means to be crushed or to be broken into pieces. A Hebrew reader would be given the picture of perhaps you hold a pot of clay or a cup or a plate. You drop it on the floor, you smash it into pieces. It is more or less irreparable. Who can put it back into one piece? This is how this dear man was feeling in his soul, in his heart, in his spirit. I don't know about you, but I can say before the Lord, there have been those times on this earth when I have echoed this language and I've had to say, O Lord, I'm oppressed, feeling totally overcome. It seems as if matters were so deep, so great, you felt crushed, broken to pieces. That is the meaning of the word oppressed here, broken to pieces. Friends, when you're in that solemn place, you feel it. You're very much like that spirit of the dear man. When you weep, he wept sore. Various experiences that the Lord brings us into in the pathway. And all the depths. When you come into the depths, you all will feel it. I have felt it. I am oppressed. He spoke this before God. It's a spirit of prayer that's here. O Lord, I'm oppressed. He's praying. It's that groaning of Romans 8, of the words of the Apostle Paul. That spirit that groans. Those things are in the soul with groans, he says, which cannot be uttered. There's nothing more than a groan. And the oppression seems to increase. This is how this dear man was in the presence of his God. I was thinking in the vestry of a many years ago now, just to give you a very brief illustration, my own heart, my own path. I remember the year well, her duel took place, clearly. 1974 it would have been. I had come to the end of a 2-year course of study. It was a requirement, though I never actually did tell my dear one, perhaps it wasn't understood, that it was a requirement that I pass this course. It was a teacher training course, very much in depth, a lot of work to be done. We had, of course, the assessments in the classroom that had all taken place. And now there was this, actually, as exams are, you have a written paper. And I can remember that time. And as I read the questions, I don't think I understood one of them. And the one who was in charge of the whole department was a very well-educated woman to this day. And I looked up and her eyes were running with tears and she said, "We've been studying the wrong syllabus. I apologise to you all." There was a group of 12 of us. Half got up, walked out and didn't even so much as write a thing. I can remember to this day picking up my pen. I filled 4 sides of A4. Sometimes I didn't even know what it was I was writing. I just felt the prompting. I just wrote it all down. Again, I can remember to this day when through the post came that indication of what would be. And in my heart, I knew I'd failed. I felt it. I thought, well, I can do other things in this life. It's not the only way of life for me. So I gave it to my dear one and asked her to open it. And then she told me the result. I have passed. Friends, you do not know what the oppression is like when you think about this. I hadn't long been married. I had 2 young children, tried to mortgage a home, a dear one. The burdens of the married life, it may seem not much, but when you're in the midst of these things, you'd feel oppressed. Cut down. Come to an end. I remember a number of years ago now, one of the Lord's servants, now I believe in the presence of his Lord, said to me that he came to the bottom of the stairs of the pulpit steps, and he said in his heart, "I can't go up, I'm finished. I'll get up and tell the people. I'll turn around, I'll come down and I'll go." He got up into the pulpit. And something quite, I think it was unusual, that the pulpit Bible was open. And he read the passage of Scripture. He took hold of it. He read it out loud and took the service. And then the verse. And there was a great blessing that day. You know, the Lord is sovereign and almighty. O Lord, I'm oppressed. Have you been in this path? It's a solemn place to be. But if the Lord is there, if his hand is upon you, if you are raised up, Hezekiah was. Hezekiah had to walk this way. "What shall I say?" he says, verse 15. "What shall I say? What can you answer? What can you say before a just and a holy God?" You have no answer. All you can say is, O Lord, I'm oppressed. Undertake for me. It's a cry from the soul. And then this other word, undertake. Again, it's very much like the word oppressed. It only appears in this verse. It isn't anywhere else in the scripture. This, to my mind, always seemed for me to stand out. This language, this Hebrew language, is not repeated anywhere else. These words stand before God. The word undertake, it means be a surety. He sought that the Lord God would lift him up, would be his surety. Some of the margins of the Bibles may give you that answer. A surety. That was his plea. Be my surety. Lift me up. Hold thou me up, says David, and I shall be safe. We recently were speaking from those words of dear Moses in Deuteronomy. Underneath, he says, are the everlasting arms. Friends, when those arms are under you, then the Lord undertakes for you. He takes over, as it were. He holds you in his hand. He encourages you. He helps you. You are given strength to continue. What shall I say? He hath both spoken unto me, and himself hath done it. He had no answer before the Lord. He could only plead. He could only wrestle. He could only seek. He could only yearn and desire. But when the Lord comes to where you are, when the answer to your prayer, for he did receive the answer to his prayer, did he not? He had a tremendous sign given to him. Verse 5, go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. So there was the answer. He received the blessing. He knew the presence of his God. And he had a sign given to him. Verse 7, this shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he has spoken. And we read of the sundial of Ahaz going 10 degrees backward. So the sun returned 10 degrees. The Lord brought it all to pass. Or have you had some sweet experiences like this? I believe many of the Lord's dear people do know them. Private things, personal things may be. O Lord, I am oppressed. It's the cry from your soul. But then read on. He hath both spoken unto me, and himself hath done it. He says, I shall go softly all my years in the bitterness of my soul. Then I fail to include verse 16 when he says, O Lord, by these things men live. It is, isn't it? It's teaching of the Holy Spirit of God. By these things men live. Well, it becomes your life. You can look back. And you can see the way that the Lord thy God hath led thee. Wasn't it Moses' language? Thou shalt remember all the way that the Lord thy God hath led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. What a way it was. And yet, what blessings they had. Food was continual manna. And of course, the quails and so on, all of these things. All provided. Shoes didn't wear out. Clothing was still there 40 years later. In all these things is the life of my spirit. Oh, we know that the life of our spirit is in the hand of the Lord. And he sees it, doesn't he? So wilt thou recover me and make me to live. It's the Lord's work. You will prove it, dear friend, as I have. It's the hand of God. But it's important to us. It's vital, isn't it? Oh, to know him. Oh, to know more of him. To understand that in the midst of the oppression, God is there. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The Lord is my shepherd. Still there. Promise of the Lord, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He hath said. The Paul, doesn't he, writes in the Epistle to the Hebrews, for he hath said. He who has helped me hitherto will help me all my journey through. We have to confess these things. But then this cry, undertake for me, be thou my surety, be thou my support, my strength, my stay. And you cry unto the Lord. But the wonder is, when you receive the blessing, when you can see the almighty sovereign hand of the Lord, Hezekiah did. Hezekiah was greatly blessed. He was one of these good kings, as we read of them. In fact, as I've tried to say at the commencement, he was one that is raised up and given as an example of one of the best, beside perhaps David. And so he had so much that he did in his short reign, his reign of 29 years. What shall I say? He hath both spoken unto me and himself hath done it. O Lord, I am oppressed, he cried. Undertake for me. I trust that you may be blessed in the pathway. And when the Lord comes, and let us understand fully this, that all that took place was the sovereign will and determinate counsel of God. Right from verse 1. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. The Lord's sovereign will for him. And the Lord says so. Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. But there was this prayer. There was this, how can I put it? Cry from the heart, from the soul, from the spirit. And there is mercy. There is forgiveness. There is the blessing. He says, so wilt thou recover me, verse 16, and make me to live. And he did. 15 years added. The Lord, sovereign in all these things. It was all the Lord's hand and all the Lord's power, all the Lord's sovereign will in the whole of this chapter. And Hezekiah was brought through. I trust that you and I may know likewise in this pathway. I felt it even recently. I've seen it come upon my own soul at times. Oh Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. The prayer of this poor man. But he was greatly blessed. The Lord heard, the Lord answered. The living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. The Father to the children shall make known thy truth. The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore we will sing my songs to the stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. See, it will bring forth praise. That will be the end of the matter. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. May the Lord add his blessing. Amen.
Great, that formed the vast stupendous plan where all divine perfections meet to reconcile the rebellious man. Their wisdom shines in fullest blaze, and justice all her rights maintains. Astonished angels stoop to gaze while mercy o'er the guilty reigns. Hymn number 17 to Tim Brimington, 309.
Thank you.
O Lord, do grant thy blessing upon thy word. Lord, when we are brought into those places, when we cry from the depths of our heart, Lord, do bow down thine ear. Hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place, when thou hearest, forgive, hearken and do. Do take us home now in thy care, safekeeping. Forgive all that thy pure eyes have seen amiss. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.